The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And I know you're all probably just dragging yourselves out of the sack this morning, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, it's Monday the 25th. Now, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff going on, which we'll tell you about after we give you this little ditty from the Power Mall. We're still doing our 10% off site-wide sale, plus free shipping with orders $250 and up. And that goes on through the end of the month, just so you know. So you've got a few days left because there are 31 days in the month of March. We have detox clay powder, oxy powder, vitamin B12, and quercetin back in stock. And we have six bottles of acid reflux made by Global Healing Center. At least I think we do. They're on closeout. They expire in May of this year, but you can probably take them before then. They're 20% off. So anyway, Rick's satellite dish, you still have the opportunity to get one for free. But you do have to make a commitment, and that is sitting down and writing a letter as to why you would like the dish. Send it by snail mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Include your name, address, and phone number. And understand that, you know, Rick, if he sees something he likes, Rick Kaler at ricksatelliteusa.com will, because you can go there, check it out. He will call you if you put your name, address, and phone number in there. If you send an email or a letter without your name, address, and phone number, well, they're not in the running. So got to do that. We need to stay alive and well for 2024, and we appreciate your donations. You get a free vitamin or toothpaste when you donate $25 or more. And the best way to do that is to call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 when we open at 8 a.m. Central. You can also shop through our partners as well and let us know if you do, so we get credit for the purchases. It's that simple. 3 minutes after the hour, I know, I moved real quick through all those. And let's see what's going on in world news. Oh, you know who Bibi is, right? That would be Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Some of you think of him as Netanyahu. But that's okay. It's on you. Huh? He's basically told wink and blink and a nod to go piss up a drain pipe. My old man, late old man used to say. Yeah, he got sedentary at 79 and died of a pneumonia and a staph infection in a second worst hospital in the United States. I know you're probably wondering which one that is. Manatee Memorial in Bradenton, Florida. And I was searching through, you know, the worst rankings. And boy, that when I saw that, I go, well, it's no wonder he died in that hospital. And of course, the air conditioning wasn't working. Nothing was working. They were doing construction work. Gotta love it. So wink and blink and a nod. Basically told Netanyahu, you really should not go into the Rafah alone. Without U.S. backing, and of course, the U.S. and the U.N. objected to him going in there in the first place. And of course, Blinken discussed with Netanyahu efforts to reach a deal for a ceasefire. Netanyahu said, and stated on X even, that he conveyed to Mr. Blinken, should I give him the middle finger? No. There was no way to defeat Hamas without entering Rafah and eliminating the remnant of the battalions there, despite the apparent collateral damage to the civilian population, because you know there will be, because they use them as shields. For those of you also concerned, you may have heard over the weekend that the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, announced Friday that she's got cancer and is now undergoing chemotherapy. She issued a video recording, a little more than 2 minutes in length, almost three. The 42-year-old UK royal learned of her diagnosis after she had major abdominal surgery in January at the London Clinic. Surgery was successful, but tests after the operation found cancer was present. So she said, my medical team therefore advised I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy. And so that's what they're doing, is poisoning her body. Now there are people, because she didn't disclose a type of cancer. Her statement does not disclose what stage the cancer was found. How do we know that she didn't get the jab? And this is one of those super cancers that comes in and takes over the system? How do we know? We don't. Everything is private. The other big news happened in Moscow. Russia's President Putin has declared a national day of mourning, as officials said all four suspects, they actually rounded up a total of 11 people, but four of them have been detained for directly participating in a terrorist attack. Here's what they did. They went to the Crocus City Hall. It is a concert hall, all right, loaded with people. These four suspects then apparently had weapons with them, and they opened fire on the crowd, killing 137 and injuring some 188. It was carefully planned, according to the FSB. That would be the Federal Security Service that's making that statement. But they have four terrorists who they know are the terrorists. And these guys are in deep trouble because, see, they're... The thing is that, you know, when you do stuff like that in Russia, well, they don't care about your civil rights. They don't have a constitution like that. No, if they want to take you into a chamber and thump you up the head a few times with a ball bat, they'll do that, right? And they've identified the people claiming responsibility, identified themselves as ISIS-K. What is that, like Special K? They're a terrorist group based in Afghanistan. So they apparently posted on affiliated social media channels, though neither the Kremlin nor Russian security forces have officially assigned blame for the attack. Oh, don't worry, they'll beat it out of them. They'll get the answer. This ISIS-K, and it looks, sounds like an ingredient in a box of cereal. Over the past decade, they've established a reputation for brutality, sometimes even fighting against the Taliban, who now run the country after the U.S. and its allies withdrew their forces in August of 21, creating a political vacuum. The group's targets also include Iran, the Islamic Republic, dominated by a clerical hierarchy. Following the Shia school, they consider heretics. Heretics. Interesting song by Soundgarden, Heretic. Go to YouTube and listen to it. See, here's the thing. Anything that is worth having, like, talking conservative sense on YouTube, they're going to delete it. I got sent an article over the weekend. By the time I got to it, violation of our protocols. You see, they're censoring already. And, of course, is it real news or is it fake news? We weren't there. Russia launched, according to what they're saying, a third massive missile attack on Ukraine in the last 4 days. Knocking out electrical, yeah, tit for tat. Russia used cruise missiles launched from Tu-95MS strategic bombers. Oh, gee, I guess I could identify from way up there. An air alert in the capital lasted for more than 2 hours as rockets entered in Kyiv and groups from the north. Wow, this sounds almost like play-by-play, doesn't it? And in this corner, yeah, the operation of Poland, the operation command member of NATO, said in a statement there was a violation of Polish airspace at 4:23 a.m. Make a note of that. One of the cruise missiles launched by Russia against towns in western Ukraine crossed over Poland to get there. And it stayed there near the Polish town of Osterdow and stayed there for 39 seconds. Military radar systems observed the missile the entire time and all the necessary procedures were launched to ensure the safety of Polish airspace. Okay, well, it was not a direct attack on a NATO country. All right, so Article 5 isn't there yet. And it appears that Ireland, I did see a video of somebody, a reporter from the Telegraph, over the weekend, because Ireland apparently has had about 250,000 illegal immigrants move into the country. And of course, they have the EU has this International Protection Act, IPA. And Ireland has voted that. Here you have a country the size of Indiana taking on a 250,000, yeah, illegal immigrants. And Ireland, the people that live there are very upset. The Irish are really upset, and they're voicing their concerns. And you watch, the demonstrations are going to get ugly in the future. I guess the people in Ireland don't remember the troubles. Well, the government is, I have a feeling, going to find out the hard way, because the troubles could come back to bite them. You remember that stopped in 1998 with the accord there? But from the 70s, ever since what happened at the Bogside up in Derry, where Para One came in and shot 13 individuals who were running away from the scene in the back and then covered it up. Oh, yeah. You think we're going to forget it? Well, Ireland's going to get its first youngest Taoiseach. Simon Harris secured leadership of the Fine Gael party on Sunday, replacing Leo Varadkar, who announced his surprise resignation last week. I guess people got sick and tired of Leo and they let him know it. He is Ireland's youngest prime minister. Ireland calls him a Taoiseach. It's spelled T-A-O-I-S-E-A-C-H, but it's pronounced Taoiseach. Harris won a series of endorsements from within the Fine Gael paramilitary, or paramilitary, I wish it was, parliamentary party. He's expected to be formally elected premier in the Irish Parliament in April after lawmakers return from their Easter break. Of course, they must take an Easter break. You'd think after St. Patrick's Day, they would not do that, but alas, yeah. Harris said he would remain fully committed to the program for government agreed upon with coalition partners Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. He stopped short of ruling out a general election this year, but insisted such a poll was not his priority. So much for the government, huh? I guess this is what the Irish don't like, is what the government is doing right now. They're moving them all out into the rural areas, and the only hotel in town in certain areas is now being occupied by illegals. So nobody, don't even bother. Rose Cray, that's one of them. That's R-O-S-C-R-E-A, pronounced Rose Cray. Anyway, that hotel that they've got there has 160 rooms, and that apparently every one of them is occupied by illegal, courtesy of the government. Now, that has nothing to do with the reports from the southern border here in the United States, where hordes of people stormed the gates that were being guarded by Border Patrol, knocking agents to the ground in a massive horde rushing the border. Well, this is what we have to put up with. And they're going to come here and they're going to find the economy here sucks. And good luck getting a job. You see, when the government can't do things legally, they get corporations to do it for them, because they don't want to break the law. They don't want to deny the Constitution and freedom of speech, so they get corporate media to do it. They get Chinese to use their directed energy weapons. Whatever. You know, they're always up to no good. And then you got a Congress here that is a joke, arguing with each other, and they're on camera and they know it. You got Jamie Raskin and Marjorie Taylor Greene going at it in the latest video that's all over YouTube. And after about 2 minutes of this nonsense, you just turn it off and go, God, these people are ridiculous. Meanwhile, former President Trump has posted on social media, through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash. Good thing. He needs to put upwards of $454 million to stay judgment in his civil fraud case because you know who Letitia James is groveling and drooling over the idea of seizing his country clubs and various other properties he owns up there with he and his sons. So apparently he's going to be putting this cash up to stop all that while he appeals this thing to the New York Supreme Court or the Court of Appeals or whatever. It may end up in the Supreme Court of the United States. He was going to use that money in his presidential campaign. And then he took, of course, the Truth Social and blasted the judge and the AG. Quote, the often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it away from me. That's where and why he came up with a shocking number, which coupled with this crazy interest demand is approximately $454 million, Trump stated. And here's something else about Trump. His net worth is set to double because it looks like his Truth Social deal is going through, but he's not going to use that in his fraud case. We'll talk about that. He's not going to give any of that money to the state of New York. No, that just doubles his net worth. A D.C. judge, by the way, has let non-citizens vote in the D.C. November elections. Only in Washington, D.C. could this happen. Thank you, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, an Obama appointee, found that a group of seven citizen plaintiffs lack standing to challenge the legislation. Their lawsuit against the D.C. Board of Elections, filed on March 14th, aimed to block the 2022 law passed by the Council of the District of Columbia. See what I mean about that 10-square-mile area? See, the Constitution doesn't apply to them. Apparently so from this. And you got judges in the D.C. Circuit that'll, you know, look how long all of these people have been kept in jail from J6. And then when you get these seven plaintiffs that bring a lawsuit saying, hey, this isn't right, the judge says, well, you failed to demonstrate you've personally been subjected to any sort of disadvantage as individual voters by virtue of the fact that non-citizens are permitted to vote too. Oh, my. I guess she's using the same excuse that they give non-citizens the right to own guns here in America. It says persons in the Constitution, so that must mean non-citizens too. You see how they're using this to their political advantage? It's kind of sad, isn't it? Of course, in Louisiana, there was a Democratic primary over the weekend in Missouri, as well as in Louisiana. Trump and Biden both won their primary races. You knew that was going to happen, right? Manhattan D.A. Bragg wants the Trump trial to start now. Oh, yeah, I know. This hush money case with what's her face? Stephanie Clifford. You know her as Stormy Daniels. And this other playboy, whatever, you know, they really want to paint a very bleak picture about Trump. And what they did was they gave him a document dump of over 100,000 pages of records. He's supposed to review all that. So the New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan, who is overseeing the case, ultimately ordered a 30-day postponement after Mr. Bragg's office consented out of an abundance of caution because, oh, we can't deny him his constitutional rights. But he says, hey, there's, you know, April 15th, tax day. That's when we need to start the trial. That's when the case should go to trial. There's more than sufficient time for both sides to review the limited amount of relevant information. 100,000 pages. How long would it take you to read 100,000 pages? First off, you're going to be looking at 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, white with black ink on them. Some of them redacted, probably. Some of them don't have anything to do with the case. Some of them do. Some of them have Michael Cohen's information all over it, which Bragg says, oh, yeah, Cohen's already testified. Everybody knows all about it. So that's, you know, that should be admissible. You see, it doesn't work like that. Not in our justice system, no. Bragg's got to bring it up, and he's got to prove everything. You can't just use somebody else's facts from another case, with Letitia James and say, oh, yeah, look what Cohen said in the James case. That applies here. No, no, you got to go through the whole thing. Oh, trust me, they're going to keep this thing on the hot burner for a while. They're going to keep dragging it out and dragging it out and dragging it out. And, of course, speaking of Letitia James again, pollster Frank Luntz, remember that name? He has warned New York Attorney General Letitia James she's going to elect Donald Trump if she goes through with seizing the former president's properties. Because James, as you know, campaigned that she would go after him, after Trump. I'm going to get him. Brought an unprecedented civil fraud case. Yeah. And then the judge, who she hooked up with, hits him with a $454 million fine. He has until today to pay it off, or James said she'll start seizing his property. Luntz predicted James' attack on Trump's going to backfire on the Democrats. And so basically what Luntz is telling her, I want you to remember this moment. Don't forget it. If the New York AG starts to take his homes away and starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream that this man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say this is proof. The federal government, the establishment, and the swamp in Washington, and all the politicians across the country, and the attorneys general, and of all this, there's a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls, just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not. It's going to prove the things he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, 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 and they may just, it may get him elected as president. Don't forget that. What he said. In the meantime, because of all the garbage going on in the House, this $1.2 trillion spending package, Biden signed it. $1.2 trillion. Now we're up to what, $34 trillion now? Marjorie Taylor Greene has formally moved to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson now. Filed a motion to vacate last Friday. Members of the House voted to fund the remaining 70% of the federal government through the rest of the fiscal year. Jen's October 1. Six appropriations bills. Yeah. Into the wee hours of the morning. Which MTG calls a betrayal of the American people. Oh, by the way, the measure passed under a suspension of the rules in a 286-134 vote. And a lot of Republicans voted for it because somebody's paying them off, obviously, right? Nothing good can come out of this. And an unlikely source of aid for House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing this motion from MTG to oust him. Some of the House Democrats might actually come to the rescue. Yeah. Tom Suozzi from New York told CNN last Friday it's absurd he's being kicked out for doing the right thing, keeping the government open. It's got 2/3 support of the Congress, and the idea he'd be kicked out by these jokers is absurd. Said he would vote to retain Mr. Johnson as House Speaker. Why is that? Is he a rhino? Jared Moskowitz of Florida, also a Democrat, expressed a similar sentiment on X. I do not support Speaker Johnson, but I will never stand by and let Ms. Green take over the people's house. Oh, the people's house? Really? J6 would seem to contradict that language. Oh, here's some other interesting news. We talked last week about the 12th Amendment kicking in with Larry Sharp. Remember that? Biden could win with congressional votes if the 12th Amendment kicks in. Of course, now our RFK Jr. is saying that he's interested in having his rich friend named Shanahan as his running mate. She has no experience. She's like Harris. She's got money. She could put up the $15 million necessary to get him on all the state's ballots because right now he doesn't have it. And while he's doing that, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher announced he's going to be resigning from Congress early, cutting House Republicans' already razor-thin majority to a one-vote margin. Just as House Speaker Mike Johnson is drawing severe conservative backlash. Buck from Colorado. Yeah, he's passing a buck. He's quitting too. Buck's last day is Friday. He's going to lead the House's party breakdown at 218 Republicans, 213 Democrats. When Gallagher leaves, it's going to be 217 to 213. Which means that Johnson and Republican leadership can only afford one GOP defection on party line votes. Wow. Talk about tipping the scales, huh? Great way to get Biden in the White House. All the rhinos. Why is it all the rhinos are leaving? They're not Republicans, only in name. They're doing it so the Democrats can hold on to a majority and spend, spend, spend to continue to put us all in slavery. And in the meantime, a former defense secretary, we're talking about former acting secretary of defense Chris Miller, who was only on the job for 2 months, said members of the J6 panel used aggressive tactics after he spoke to several media outlets about the Trump Organization. And what do you think they told him to keep your mouth shut about, using latent threats? Yeah, he appeared on Fox News, along with former Trump national security official Kash Patel, said in an interview that he hit a nerve because the next day, two of us were on Fox, and the next day my lawyer got a call from the J6 staff director. I forgot exactly who it was, but basically they're saying very legalistic. Well, if your client has additional information he wants to share, we'd be happy to have him re-interviewed, Mr. Miller told the Daily Mail. And that means they were going to depose him again. It was more of a latent threat. If you want to keep going on TV, we're going to drag you in here again for additional hours of hearing testimony. So that was the nature of the whole thing. What was he talking about? He basically got on there and said about Trump wanting to put 20,000 National Guard troops and that he had authorized deployment of them for January 6th. So they would have a peaceful demonstration outside. But who said no to that? Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer. Yeah. So now they're, you know, people who have been quiet from before are now coming back and talking about it. Amazing how that works. Going to the phones. Brady, good morning. Thanks for holding your own.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Where do you want to start with today, Sataloons or ISIL?
Oh, I don't know. You know, hey, did you get any Aurora Borealis where you were at? We're supposed to be having a geomagnetic storm today.
No, but my hair's standing on end.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I don't know. Who knows what's happening? You got we got that eclipse coming up in a couple weeks here. That's supposed to be the Death Star coming into our atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a new thing they're not telling you. Also, that's the opening of Osiris in bringing back the Babylonian days. Mm. Just like Egypt, they didn't tell you that Egypt a couple weeks ago had a ceremony for like 25 pharaohs and kings, and they moved them all to a different shrine in the upcoming event of the eclipse. Hey, but maybe you can hold me over. I got a couple things this day.
All right. Well, you can stay right there. We'll be back after these important messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet. And an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here in this Monday, the 25th day of March. And apparently there is, Let's scroll down to energy and environment category here, because we had some news from the national, NOAA weather. You know, NOAA, this is the Federal Weather Agency, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center. I like that. It's called Weathermen on Crack. They say, and they issued an alert yesterday, a G4 alert. Gee, what does that mean, a G4? Is that anything like the G7 summit? No. A G4 is a severe geomagnetic storm. It's an alert. A coronal mass ejection arrived yesterday, and the severe geomagnetic storming has been observed and expected to continue into today. It's not clear if the storm has caused damage to satellites or telecommunications. But, hey, at least we had to put the word out, right? And the FAA, of course, has issued a warning on Thursday. This last week, we're just now hearing about it. About potential disruptions in air travel surrounding the upcoming solar eclipse, April 8th. The celestial event, that's what they call it, set to cast a path of totality across 13 states. Hey, who turned out the lights? It's anticipated to impact air travel operations before, during, and after the eclipse. So it's like, don't fly. Your plane might crash. Oh, really? Potential impacts on air traffic and airports along the eclipse path. Pilots and aviation personnel are advised to stay informed and prepared for possible disruptions. Like what? Yeah. FAA suggested aircraft should ready themselves for potential airborne holding, reroutes, and departure clearance times that might be issued for all domestic IFR arrivals. That's instrument flight rules, for those of you who don't know what IFR means. Departing aircraft from airports along the eclipse path are strongly encouraged to coordinate their departure times as early as possible to assist fixed-based operators, that would be FBOs, for those of you in the aircraft business, with staging aircraft and alleviating ramp congestion. What is so different from what's going on with our in-state travel here in the United States? Yeah, agency caution, parking may be limited, particularly at small uncontrolled airports. What? Parking? No, we're talking about parking? Why? Because everybody wants to watch and what? Bow down to what? Yeah. What do you think, Brady? What are they doing? What are they bowing down to here? What's with this? I mean, what is this? A sign? The world is going to end on April 8th. Oh, my God, what do we do? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Well, again, they're bowing down to what God didn't like about 4,000 years ago when he flushed the toilet on Earth, Baal, the sun god Baal. They don't like, God doesn't like that. You're praying to a false idol. That's what's happening. Ah. All these people that are into this, the eclipse and all that, are into the dark magic and bring back the Babylonian days, Isis, the god of the underworld, Nimrod, the ancient satanic text of the Talmud and Freemason Bible. That's what they're into, Dave. That's kind of what's up with that. And did you see, what was it, in Michigan when the satellite, or should I say Sataloon, fell out of the sky again in somebody's backyard? We were always wondering what was flying around the last few months up there. Mm. They're not satellites out there. They're just weather balloons with electronics attached and spy stuff, electronics on it. And it was kind of funny. Stuff. Yeah, and it said right on the Sataloon, it said, space selfie. And made by Samsung.
Oh.
And they kind of tried to hide that up, but I did review the video and look to see exactly what it said on the advertising.
Yeah, I want to know, when are they going to deliver my flat Earth nuttery? Yeah, when are they going to deliver my refrigerator? That's what I want to know.
Oh my God!
No, we're not going there, Brady. Oh man, I tell you what, Monday just brings out the best in people, doesn't it? I love it. We have the most interesting audience out there, and a lot of you agree with what Brady just said. Really? And the thing is that, you know, all of this that's going on right now is paid for courtesy of we the people. We the people are about to lose their freedom. And I appreciate your call, Brady. I really do. It's enlightening because, see, people, like I mentioned earlier, we're being invaded in the southern border by illegal invaders, military-age men that are going to try at some point in the future when they find out they can't get a job, that our economy sucks worse than where they were before they came here. Yeah, good luck with that. And the United States government's all going to run out of money and not going to give them what they promised. And they're going to take off their Biden T-shirts and they're going to start getting angry. And when they do, are you going to be ready? Do you have 40 acres, a chipper shredder, and a dozen hogs? I'm asking a question. I'm not making a statement. I think you know where I'm going with that. My chipper shredder's name is Fargo. Nervous laugh. Yeah. So how's this going to work when they show up at your door? Because I'll tell you what, this is just like what happens when people get foreclosed on and the number of foreclosures continues to increase. You know, I see at least three or four dozen foreclosures just over the weekend about notices that were served the past week. Now, you keep that up. You know, and that was just the ones that are actually managed to get, I get alerts on. And see, now the Intercontinental Exchange and Black Knight, which is a mortgage loan servicer, are looking to merge. And, of course, they're going to try to stop that because ICE basically owns the New York Stock Exchange. And they also own mortgage electronic registration systems. And people, I think, are going to reach out and go, I don't really think that would be a good idea for them to merge. Because then you're taking all the servicing industry and bringing it into the fold with MERS and the New York Stock Exchange. That's securitization on Wall Street, for those of you who don't know where this is going. They're going to be able to hide and obfuscate, that's the other word for hide, information vital to your case. This is all by design. You want to know how they're going to take your property away from you? If you have a mortgage and you don't pay your payment on time, they're going to send you a letter. That's one of the reasons I posted the default articles on my Substack page. You should read them. DaveKrieger.substack.com talks all about what happens when you get that foreclosure notice. There's two sections right now. I'm going to be publishing a couple more because people need to understand what's going on here. Because the majority of these loans were securitized on Wall Street, and the whole character and status of the loan changes. And you can read about that on the website. 42 minutes after the hour, we're reaching into the economy sector here. The Supreme Court has refused to take up McDonald's appeal. You know, the golden arches of a lower court ruling means the fast food giant's going to have to face a class action lawsuit that alleges the company violated antitrust laws. The burger chain was sued in 2017 over no poaching agreements between franchise owners that allegedly violated workers' rights by limiting their job mobility. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit resurrected the proposed class action after a lower court dismissed it. The Supreme Court denied the petition for certiorari, or review of the case, in McDonald's USA LLC versus Deslandes in an unsigned order. No justices dissented. The court did not explain the decision. Four of the nine justices have to vote to grant the petition for the case. Nobody did. The Supreme Court's order came days after the Biden administration demanded the often broken soft serve ice cream machines at McDonald's and other fast food chains be made easier to fix, according to a recent report on Fox Business. Biden administration demanded the often broken soft serve ice cream machines. Biden? Ice cream cone? Biden? Ice cream cone? Oh, it's no wonder they want him to fix the bloody soft serve ice cream machines so he can go stuff his face into it. He has to have an ice cream cone, for God's sakes, if he doesn't. God only knows. Yes, you need to fix that soft serve ice cream. What do you mean you don't have ice cream? Come on, man. That's how this works. So now, apparently, they have this non-compete in McDonald's agreements. Paragraph 14 gave McDonald's a significant competitive advantage by stopping one franchisee from raiding another's employees, which would have threatened the guest experience. The guest experience. Where's my ice cream? I can see how that works. undermines the McDonald's brand and risks driving unhappy customers to McDonald's competitors. Yeah? Like who? Burger Queen? Oh, don't worry. They'll have one. They'll have a restaurant exclusively for transgenders called Burger Queen. They'll come up with something. They got Burger Chef. The Burger Chef used to be out there. They went bankrupt, I think. And the Burger Kings aren't doing much better. You know, showing off their Whoppers. Hey, it's Monday. Come on. Time for a little pun here. The FBI is telling Alaska Airlines passengers, remember the ones who were on the blowout in January? With that 737 MAX 9, the door just went boop. They've been told by the FBI via a letter that they may have been victims of a possible crime. Ooh. Imagine if you will. And the letter said, I'm contacting you because we have identified you as a possible victim of a crime. A victim of a federal crime is entitled to receive certain services. Certain services? Oh, yeah, the DOJ wants accountability answers and safer planes. Yeah, right. The DOJ and the FBI bring significant leverage and resources that I'm confident will help our case and help the flying public as well. Oh, you mean in the way that you prosecute people? The one-sided thing you were talking about here? Hey, as long as you're prosecuting people, why don't you turn over the search warrant for Brian Malinowski in Little Rock? You remember when your ATF bunch from New Orleans showed up at his door at 6 a.m. almost a week ago? Burst in his door, confronted by gunfire or fired on him first? See, they can tell you anything they want because the mainstream media will carry it. Now, do you notice after a couple of days after he died, all of a sudden, you don't hear more about it? Amazing how that works. See, now, if he was to be able to barricade himself in his house like Randy Weaver and David Koresh and the Branch Davidians, remember how long that lasted? All the way up until the Satanic holiday, April 19th? Wow. See, he didn't put up that much of a fight. He was a big gun nut. He was a gun aficionado. Nothing wrong with that. What's that thing about Charlton Heston said? The only thing that decent law-abiding citizens that own guns, the only people that have to fear about that is the bad guys. So, you know, all of a sudden, the Malinowski case goes away. I still want to see the search warrant. I want to know why their search warrant entitled them to bust in his front door with a battering ram and come in heavy if they had a search warrant at 6 a.m. when most people are just getting up and probably in their skivvies. How's that work? See, it's no wonder. See, if people got up at 5 a.m. and all the neighbors armed themselves if they thought something weird was going to happen. See, this is the problem, because during COVID, come on, let's read into this a little bit. During COVID, what did they do? Come on, out with it. I know it's going through your head right now. First off, they told you, stay home. Do not go out. Do not get within 6 feet of other people. Do not talk to other people. You'll spread your germs. You'll get COVID and die. You see, that's like saying you're going to get gonorrhea or chlamydia and die. You have to take the shot. You won't get COVID. Really? And everybody that's gotten the shot is either dead or got COVID. Or got something else, turbo cancers. Still don't know about Kate Middleton, whether she took the jab or not. They're not talking about that. Charles might have taken the jab, too, for all we know. He's got cancer, too. Pancreatic, we heard. Oh, but he's getting it taken care of, so don't worry. Yeah. The Committee of 300 will still continue to exist. And the Tavistock Institute, which runs the Heritage Foundation, will still continue to exist. Don't think they don't tell the Heritage Foundation what to do, because we got to have divisiveness going right up to November of 2024. So the real problem here is that we were told not to talk to other people. We were told to keep everything on the down low, on the hush-hush, not say anything to anybody for fear that you might run into somebody who's woke that won't accept what you have to say. We can't have conversation and dialogue in America, because if we did that, oh my God, people would actually find out what's going on. They'd actually agree. And see, then, if everybody in a neighborhood, for example, since we're all about community here, if everyone in a neighborhood would communicate with each other and all come to the conclusion that Brian Malinowski's raid on his home last Tuesday, almost a week ago, by the ATF was illegal by jackbooted fascist thugs, and that they could do that to your neighborhood, what would you do? Would the neighbors, because, I mean, if you know your neighbors that well, you know how they are. They're decent Christian people. I mean, that's why you move in a neighborhood, right? What, to just shut yourself up in your house and not say anything to anybody? Not tell anyone who you are and what you're doing? I mean, see, that neighbor's supposed to help neighbors, right? So if all the neighbors knew how each other thinks, how they work, you know, what they do, the fact that they've got guns, the fact they're arming themselves, because you just never know when this horde of illegals is going to come into your neighborhood and you're going to end up as a community rounding them up and taking them out and finding that 40 acres with a chipper shredder and a dozen hogs. You know, these people are not going to be missed. Trust me, the government doesn't know where they are. But if they're in your neighborhood, the neighbors should know them. The neighbors should know they shouldn't be there. And when they try to start stealing stuff, to take it to the nearest pawn shop and hawk it, or break in and attempt to steal things of value, including your food, what are you going to do? You don't think that could happen here in America? Wow. Unbelievable. Why would you not think that it could happen here? Look what they're doing in Canada, tearing their whole economy apart. Their pensions are damn near worth nothing. What happens if we have a banking collapse here? What happens if the grid gets attacked? Are you ready for it? Sherry in Kansas, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. My mind went after you said what that guy's, that Miller, that guy.
Malinowski.
That the, yeah. What if he didn't want him landing illegals in his airport?
Well, I mean, no, that is a possibility. That's entirely possible. I mean, they said, oh, he's involved in the cartels. Well, what if he wasn't, like you said? What if he wasn't involved in the cartels? Then what?
Yeah.
Well, you know, compliance. Yeah.
Did you hear, I'm sure you probably reported on it, that judge that said it was okay, and I can't remember what city or it was in, or state, said it was okay for someone who came in illegally to carry a weapon. Do you think that could be because he's not a U.S. citizen?
No, it's because the Constitution refers to persons or people, and they consider them people, and so they're giving them the wherewithal if they haven't been in. I did report on that. Said that the Carbajal Flores was the case. And that was the illegal immigrant that, you know, hadn't committed any crimes. And the court said, yeah, it's illegal, or it's legal for him to carry a gun. We can't deprive him of that. I didn't know that these illegal immigrants had rights under our Constitution.
Well, technically, you know, there's still about people who are complaining that they're being put on the census. But that's in the Constitution from way back when there was still slavery. And that's the problem is, you know, people are upset that they're not, that the federal government is not following the laws that the Congress has made as far as bringing them in. And then, but, you know, they do have the right to count them and consider them in, you know, when they divvy up the congressional districts.
Oh, my. I think I know where this is going, Sherry. It's called multiculturalism, and this is what they're going to do to destroy America by bringing all these people in to try to get them to keep voting Democrat, 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 because we're going to get money, 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 and they're going to give us stuff. Oh, my. That's crazy. crazy in
okay,
our book.
That's all I had.
Bye. Appreciate it, Sherry. Thanks. George, how are you? Our guest, we go to, is it Georgia? Georgia?
Yes, Georgia.
Hi there, Georgia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just found out that the Justice Department launched the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. This is about red flag laws.
Yes, I was going to get to that in the Second Amendment when we get into that conversation in our next hour. Oh, my God. Georgia, the break comes so fast. Doggone it. I wanted to continue this conversation, but I can't. Wow. Yeah, we're
okay,
going to have
we'll have a conversation.
All righty. Well, you can call next hour, too, because at the bottom of the hour, we'll be back on again to talk more. We're going to try to bring Dr. Jason Dean in on back again on the show, talking about those microplastics after the break here. Power Hour opens in 5. Stay with us.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.